You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. What role does fatherhood play in the development and well-being of children? Fatherless children are twice as likely to drop out of school. Infant mortality rates are nearly twice as high for infants of unmarried mothers. Children with absentee fathers are five times more likely to live in poverty. Youth in fatherless homes are at greater risk for abuse and neglect and have higher odds of incarceration later in life. A local program is working with men in Bexar County to cultivate the skills necessary to become better fathers to their children. It's called Compadre y Compadre. How did you learn how to become the father that you are to your children? Could you have benefited from a program that taught you these skills? Did you have trouble learning how to become a dad? Give us a call. We'd like to hear your stories. Number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. We're joined this half hour by Patrick Ortiz. He's the program director for Compadre y Compadre at the San Antonio Children's Shelter. And also with us is Zaid Karishi. He is a mentor, a graduate of this program. And we welcome to you both to The Source. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Patrick Ortiz, tell me about this program. How did it come into being?
Well, since 2008, the Children's Shelter has transformed the lives of children and their families. And so it was in 2008 where they found the need to create a program for fathers. They knew that there were so many programs for mothers and for other caregivers, but never for fathers. So the emphasis was the well-being of the child, and also to prevent child abuse. And you know, it was a known fact that you know a lot of the incidents and the accidents or the atrocities were happening in the hands of male caregivers. So it was then when the vision, the need was birthed through the Children's Shelter, and of course through our funders, the United Way of San Antonio, Bexar County, that they fund a program like Compadre Compadre.
Zaid, you're a graduate of the program?
Yes, sir.
How did you come to be in the program?
Well, back in 2016, I was going through a separation and a divorce. Things kind of went down, and unfortunately, you know, my rights were just like being a father start reshaping based, you know, on the system and everything. I start becoming a visitor. You know, that for me, it starts showing that it's a big challenge for me. I've been always there for my kids the whole time, since day zero in their lives. I was being their nurturing and the caregiving dad. So while I was going through all this rough times, one of my friends recommended this program for me. And so I walked into the program. I took the first 16 weeks classes for the father's education. It started with the daddy boot camp. They start teaching us some basic skills about how to care and nurture the kids, and then to go all the way up. So as soon as I graduated from that program, I was like, no, there is more I can give. There is more I can learn and get involved more in my life in person with my two daughters, and also helping out other fathers, which I firmly believe that our community need this. There hasn't been at all any programs, you know, supporting that, you know, this group of men, not to maybe reconnect or reunite, but also empower and strengthen the connection that's already exists there, their fatherhood connection. So after I graduated from that program, I joined the mentoring program and graduated as well. And since then, I've been involved in the program.
Now, I should have mentioned that there's a third guest. It is a small guest. I mean, it's a doll of some sort, but with a transparent head, an infant doll. So tell me, Patrick Ortiz, what is that?
Well, this is our Reality Works doll, and what it's designed to do is to give everyone a clear picture of what happens when you shake a baby. And as you just mentioned, the head is clear, but it has different little stickers on the top of the head where if you shake a baby, lights light up where the areas of the brain is being affected. Another, if you shake the baby, well, let me give you a quick.
Wow.
So when the baby,
the brain is lighting up.
So the baby's crying, because at that point, well, the baby has a need. Either the baby's hungry, the baby's dirty, the baby has a need. So what happens is many times, parents shake the babies. And if you notice, the baby stopped crying. It doesn't take a hard shake for the baby to be affected. And right now, all the lights are turned on everywhere. That means that the baby pretty much stopped responding. But every light that turns on the baby, it affects their vision, it affects their motor skills, it affects their thoughts.
Sure, we're talking about their whole brain is being affected by that.
And so when these fathers see that first aspect of this, they see this clear picture, this tangible picture, they realize, they say, wow, I have more strength than what I think I do, especially when dealing with my children. So this is a great way for us to paint the picture to the dad, saying, hey, it's time for us to take that aggression and deal with it at a different level, but it's time for us to be nurturing and empathetic fathers to our children.
So one thing I've heard about in your program that you teach is baby massage. Can you talk? So I'm going to ask you about that, Zay. Did you do the baby massage part? What did you think about going into that?
Absolutely. It was honestly, it brought up a lot of flashback memories because I used to do that for my kids. And it's kind of connection and bonding with the kid, you know, soothing them, you know, creating that, you know, that moment of connecting with the kids. And especially if there is some nice music in the background playing, some lullabies for the kid, the kid's mind will capture those, literally. And it will always be a moment that they will never forget. It was a very interesting, I used to do that, you know, with my kids when they were babies. And yeah, you know, we learned the different types, you know, the Indian way, the Swedish milking massage, and basically it creates a bond. And the kids would literally be like, you know, so happy about it.
And you're imprinting on the child that this is a caregiver, a nurturer, a protector in their lives, and at their earliest awareness.
Yes.
And is this something that you teach, Patrick?
Yes, something that our educators teach. Infant massage is a communication between the infant and yourself. It's touch. Touch is a language. When you connect with your child, you touch the child and you soothe the child. We don't know. Child cannot speak. However, it does have a certain language that it wants when it wants certain things. So as we massage the child, as we connect with the child, we are not only bonding with the child, but we're also soothing the child in whatever aspect it needs. And it creates, like what Zaid said, it creates milestones and stages of connection with the father up until the child is grown up.
Let's go to the phone lines. Number is 210-614-8980, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you, David. Well, I just wanted to share, I think it's a great topic. I'm a father of twin boys who will be 7 this July, and I think men struggle with not only being fathers, but just simply being good men. And so I still have to be with a little reflection and maybe perhaps looking in the mirror and understanding that first level of awareness is to maybe not only the man you are, but how you became to be that man, usually it's from our parents. So maybe looking at your father, and often we don't have necessarily the best relationship with our fathers as being sons, and that's okay. So acknowledging the positive but also the negative attributes from your past, I can feel, be very helpful. But also that's a step a lot of people don't want to take, because then they have to take on the accountability about doing something about that. And hopefully repeating the positive aspects and then changing some of the negative culture that might be in their family. And, you know, just getting my sons here at primary custody from Houston in the past couple months has been an eye-opening experience, them being twins. You know, you really have to be involved in with your children. You have to be involved in their sports, their activities, and encourage them to do things like that to stimulate them and build up good social skills, teamwork, the joys of winning and the sorrows of loss. Those are all healthy relationships to have in life, as well as, you know, educating and the importance of education. As I feel, something in our community, especially being a local business owner, and my wife was born here, my sons were born here, and I was born in Texas as well, Dave.
Right.
You know, we don't have necessarily the best infrastructure, so you really have to spend time at home and on the weekends with your children. You can't just drop them off at the public education or the private setting and assume that they're going to be doing your job for you.
Mark, thank you so much. I think we got your point. I appreciate you calling in, and good luck with those twins. I'm envious of you for that. Let me ask you about, you know, we learn about being a parent from our parents,
right,
and those necessarily weren't the best examples sometimes. So how do we break that chain, Patrick Ortiz?
You know what? What we started seeing in our program is that a lot of men struggled with fatherhood because they actually didn't understand manhood. And so when they understand the responsibility of being a man, then they're going to understand the responsibility of being a fatherhood. And we teach that you are a male by birth, but you are a man by choice. The difference between a male and a man is just connected through one word, and that's responsibility. If a man understands his responsibility, the responsibility of his thoughts, his emotions, and his feelings, and he becomes accountable for himself, then he's going to understand fatherhood, and he's going to grasp, and he's going to understand, and he's going to embrace fatherhood. If he can't be responsible for himself, how will he be responsible for somebody else? So, our compadre, we, in a whole holistic way, we try to focus on those emphasis. We try to help the man understand himself so that he can embrace fatherhood. And you're absolutely correct. People parent as they were parented.
Right.
And that's a big struggle if dad was never around.
Okay, we'll talk more about that when we come back. A lot of reasons why dads weren't around. It's very complicated. It's not about fault. It's not about blame. It's about doing better. The number to call in is 210-614-8980. 210-614-8980. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We know from looking at statistics, all of the bad statistics about things that go wrong with children in our society, like poverty, dropout rates, motherhood for children, there's a connection, and it's absentee fathers. There's lots of reasons why fathers aren't around. So many of them end up in jail. Some of them that we have problems keeping marriages together, and that's a whole nother conversation. But we know that fathers, they do want to be around, but often they don't know how to be around or how to do it correctly or how to do it in a way that is nurturing. But there is a place we can go to develop those skills. It's Compadre y Compadre, and it is a program from the San Antonio Children's Shelter. And we're joined by Patrick Ortiz. He's the program director. So, Patrick, talk about the name, Compadre y Compadre.
Compadre is a Hispanic term that refers to a bond created among males. It is a term that was used when another man asked another man to become the godfather of his children. So it's a term of endearment used, but also it is a term that is used in the church, saying that before God, you are going to commit together to help raise my child. And so in any situation, circumstance, in the absence of the biological parents, the godparents or the godfather steps in as the parent to help raise that child. So our compadre, it's not about race, it's not about religion, it's not about ethnicities, it's about a common factor that we all have together as fathers. We are there, even though I might not ever see your children, but I will connect with you here to a point where I will help you become the better man that you need to be to help you raise your child. And if you need me, I will be here as your compadre, as your mentor, as your friend to guide you through this journey.
But the title suggests that it is a peer-to-peer type instruction.
Yes.
Why is that important?
It's important because our classes are for males and taught by males. It is that structure, that validation, that affirmation that one man gives to another man. And of course, it's that accountability that one gives to another. And it's the not only that order that a male person may need in the classroom setting. So we try to create an environment that is built on our trauma-informed culture, which is when we teach our classes, we talk. It's about safety, trustworthiness, collaboration, and of course, choice and empowerment. We empower our men. We inspire, empower, educate, and we motivate them to become the best men, fathers, and hopefully leaders that can become.
All right, let's get Alfredo on the line. Alfredo, welcome to The Source. Thanks for calling in.
I love the discussion. What a great comment, especially the gentleman called before about how we bring our stories, our past stories, and our past experiences that sometimes are not very positive and kind of repeat it. And my question is, what can a father do, or what books obviously y'all have a course, but what books can a father start reading to self-improve themselves?
Okay, Alfredo, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. So are there books? Is it?
There are a lot of great books on fatherhood, aspects. There's spiritual books, and then there's secular books. But, just get connected with the support group. I would recommend that, get connected through either church support groups, men's support groups, fatherhood support groups, because nothing will override the experience factor where another man shares his experience with you and where you're being heard and where you're being validated in a place.
So Zaid, what would you say is the number one piece of advice that you would give to a first-time father?
Well, you got to just step in and fill those big boots. It's a lifetime mission and a journey. There'll be up and downs. We all learn every day, but it takes a real man to become a great dad. This is what I believe. We all learned, we've been parented as we were kids, and we all had our role models. So we've been around our fathers, but it's not always 100% right. And I do agree with the caller that, taking in consideration, everything is how you need to develop those skills, how you could be better, how you could utilize all the skills, your passions, your emotions, not being just like, the provider or the protector for the family. No, being a father, it takes, you wear a lot of hats at the same time. You have to be the emotional person, the one who provides a passionate discipline, and the one who being a protector. So all these you got to learn by your, every day. There are a lot of, just like Patrick said, a lot of groups out there, but me in person, I found it at the Compadre program.
But there's a lot of practical knowledge that a person has to have in order to really to take care of an infant well. And for me, for example, I wasn't that interested in other people's babies. And so, but when I had my own, I wanted to do it all, exactly. But I had never really been involved in diaper changing and feeding and burping and all those other things. Mm-hmm. So it seems like women maybe more often have an opportunity to develop those skills through their family. But if you're a guy like I was, who I didn't care until it was my turn. So I needed a place to learn those things. Is that what happens to you, Zaid?
That's what happens here in a compadre. In the first 2 weeks of the father's education program, we have the daddy's boot camp. We start from scratch. How to change diapers, how to, soothe the baby, how to take care of him, everything. And we have those baby dolls that we work on. It's like really a hands-on experience. And of course, we all notice that by, our caregivers, maybe our dads, our moms,
And not having those skills can impact your confidence level when it comes to trying to become a nurturer. Hey, Joan has called in. Let me get Joan in on this conversation. Hi, Joan. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to call and affirm everything that I've heard so far on this particular program. I am a grown woman and a child of divorce. My parents were divorced when I was very young, and I wanted to say that you can be a good father even while you're divorced, and that was one thing I wanted to affirm. Obviously, that's going to take some support from the ex-wife. The second thing is the question of what is a man and helping men understand that does mean responsibility. And then the third thing was massage. I have such fond memories of my father. Whenever I was sitting on the couch and so forth with him, he would take my feet and massage them.
All right.
And I just have to say that was an excellent point as well. So I thank you for the program and everything you're doing.
Joan, thank you for your call. I sure do appreciate that. So what about teaching? It's not always going to be easy, and there may not always be an opening for a man to come in and start becoming the father that he wants. Sometimes you have to kind of fight for that space in order to provide that, because you do it seems difficult at times sometimes to present yourself, I'm here to be the father that, you know, I wasn't before. How do we negotiate bringing the new father in?
It takes first consistency. It takes commitment, but it also takes big involvement and patience in the life of a male caregiver of a father. You have to invest and deposit into your children. Invest your words, invest your time, and invest your resources. And that is an open door for you to build an amazing relationship. Invest your words, affirmation and validation, your time, sports, plays, tea parties, you name it, and your resources, you know. Be a good steward of your time, be a good steward and teach them to be a good steward.
So a lot of the men who show up here are court-ordered through CPS, Child Protective Services, yes. Is that right?
80% of our participants are court-ordered by the Bexar County court system.
After they take the class, what's the recidivism type rate do they have?
Well, once they take the class, they are entitled now. Well, they're given the opportunity to get more visits. Some of them are given the entire custody of their children, and we're seeing that very often now, more often than ever. But we're seeing them more active and more involved in the life of their children. And they are, not only do they are often real connected with their children, but they come back and they become mentors, and they come and mentor other fathers that are in our program.
So, Zaid, how do you rate the decision that you made going to become a part of Compadre? A good decision? Great decision?
A perfect decision.
tell me about that.
Well, yeah, basically, and it's my life story throughout the last 2 years. When things go hard and reality hits sometimes, especially when it's about, you know, marriages and the bonding, you know, yeah, we lose, you know, we get distracted. We lose our focus. It's more about legal, financial, assets, you know, properties and everything. And both, I'll be quite honest with you, both parents will be focused more on those aspects rather than the children being themselves. So this helped me keep my focus.
Brought it into focus for you.
Exactly.
So Patrick Ortiz, Program Director for Compadre and Compadre at the Children's Shelter of San Antonio. How do people get in contact with these to take advantage of these classes?
Awesome. Great. We are at childrenshelter.org, or you could reach us at our 210-212-2559, Compadre y Compadre. We're at 1209 South St. Mary's. Come on in. Let us help you.
How many weeks is the course?
It's a 15-week course for the parenting class. And it is a 10-week course if you want to afterwards to join the mentor program.
And so I'm like, how many, 1 day a week, 2 days a week?
It's 1 day a week for 2 hours. It's either Tuesday morning, Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, Wednesday evening. And mentors are all week long.
All right, Patrick Ortiz, thank you so much. Also, Zaid Karishi, thank you as well. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.